Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. I'm just looking at my notes this morning because we are today going to have a wonderful episode all about one of my favourite topics in terms of how to own your health, which is to self-care snack. Now, I have been talking about self-care snacking right from the beginning of when I started talking to everyone about health. Okay, so it's been a topic which has been close to my heart. And what's really exciting about today's episode is that we're getting amazing figures coming in with the podcast now, not only from the audio group, but also from all of the YouTubers. So we're getting some really amazing stats, which is making me feel like the world is starting to catch on to some of these messages, which I was kind of giving at the very beginning of time when not that many people were listening. So today I'm going to revisit my topic and narrative of self-care snacking, and I'm going to change your life one snack at a time. I've been talking about this narrative for a long time now, and before I've been out there talking about it, I was preparing it. And as I was preparing it, I was listening to lots of people. And what people would say to me, because I was in clinic, they'd want to feel better, they'd want to do something about it, but they didn't want to have to spend too long doing it, and they certainly didn't want to have to give up some of their pleasures in life. It's fair enough. I understand that. Now, the good news is that to be healthy does not involve necessarily giving up pleasures in life. Another really interesting thing about today is that I had a bit of a disaster last night. Nothing amazing. I just went out very, very innocently, went out for dinner with a friend. No big deal. But it just turned out that the restaurant we were at, for reasons we're not really sure, just took forever to serve us. I mean, just like ridiculous. We met at 7. I fully intended to be eating by sort of, 8 o'clock, 7:45, something like that, and be back home in bed by 10:30, 11 at the absolute latest. And for reasons I'm not really quite sure, we didn't even get served until 9:15. And I therefore, everything was late. Then I didn't have a very good night's sleep. So then I woke up this morning feeling really yucky because it was all off kilter the night before. And these things happen, okay? And what I've done this morning is I've just used the self-care snacks that I'm about to talk to you about and just really sort of wedged them all into my morning as I was going around my day. And I can tell you by now, as I'm sitting here just after lunch delivering this podcast, I feel great because I've done these things and it's just rectified my body from feeling really rather icky from just that very sort of late night eating, because eating at 9:15 at night is not good for you and going to bed at midnight is not good for you. And I'm very sensitive. So of course, body didn't like that at all, but body liked this. Okay, so what are these self-care snacks, Katie? Let's get to it. Right, okay, really, really simple things, okay? Number one, breathing. Okay, now the good thing about breathing is you have to do it anyway. So what do we do? Now, the idea of, I call it the rescue breath, okay, is that you're breathing all day long, okay, but you're not conscious breathing all day long. It would drive you mad. If you consciously breathed all the time, you would go mad and you couldn't actually think about anything else. So what I ask you to do is just attach your breathing to your phone or device applications. Every time you pick up your phone or every time you open your laptop or every time you go on your iPad, just use that as the cue to say to yourself, I am now going to do a conscious deep breath. Okay, because breath is everything. Breathing is the number one healing modality to your body. Okay, so you just slowly breathe in, linger at the top of the breath, slowly breathe out, and linger at the bottom of the breath. That's literally all you do. And if you really can't be bothered to do it more than once, then just do it once. And if you think, oh, that was quite nice, I recommend you do it 3 to 5 times, okay? But you've got to breathe anyway. And that is going to just give you a little bit of a circuit break. It's going to get the body out of the fight or flight, sort of relentless, like, energy, and it's going to just like relax it straight back down, okay? So that is the easiest thing in the world to do, okay? Next up, you need to tap the body. We were just talking about tapping and patting at the beginning of this episode, but just using that hand on your body and just tapping. And you can just do that at little intervals throughout the day. So what I would then recommend you do is when you're about to say, go to the loo, because it's something that you're going to do all day. Every day you're going to go to the loo. People go to the loo between 5 at an absolute minimum and 20 times a day. It really does depend on the person. So let's just go for an average of say 10, okay? 10 times a day, you just pat all over the body, okay? Because you just attach patting to going to the loo. And the thing about going to the loo is it's a sort of unspecific length of time that you're going to step out of what it is that you were doing, because whatever it was you were doing, you have to go to the loo. So you just add that minute in and you're good to go. Now, next snack. moving. So I've just thought of another one. I'm just scribbling my note down as I'm thinking about that. Hang on. Just sort of another three, actually. Right. Okay, moving. Now, moving, obviously, the easiest thing to do in the world to move is to walk. Okay, walking is such an undervalued exercise. It's so good for you. The body is designed to walk. We're actually designed to walk very long distances indeed, okay, because that's kind of how the human being has evolved. So walking is really good for you. So just try as much as you can to focus on getting in your 10,000 steps a day. It is something which, if you follow me on my social media, I go on about this to the point of like boredom, I go on about it. I mean, even my kids are just like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going on about your step count again. But it's one of those things where the attention goes, the energy flows. And if you pay attention to it, you can get your steps up. If you don't, you kind of don't. And it's actually one of those things which is very easy to bring into your day if you pay attention to it. And I do. Okay, and one of my New Year's resolutions to myself is to average 10,000 steps a day. I averaged last year 7,500. In fairness, I didn't always have my phone on me, so it was probably a bit higher than that. It probably averaged about 8. But this year, I'm going to get it to 10. And I'm really, really working on it. So getting your steps in, really important. Now, along with steps and movement is just a couple of what I call the kind of Chinese internal exercises. There are some really, really, really simple movements that you can do, which are phenomenally good for the body. Okay, so easy peasy that they are like no-brainer exercises. So again, what I recommend you do is in the morning, when the body really, really wants to move, put on a piece of music that you really like some sort of 3 to 5 minute long song. Okay, and when you're in your bathroom doing your ablutions, just do these three movements. Okay, shaking. Okay, where you just basically stand up. I'm hoping that yes, we're looking up. That we can do a little insert at this point, to do a little insert of me shaking. So for those of you just listening, or not just listening, but you're welcome to listen. Those of you listening only, not watching, you literally just stand up and you just shake all the body, okay? And then those of you watching, the little insert will appear because I'm sat down. Shaking, twisting, okay? And reaching, okay? So reaching, just go up onto tiptoes and reach your arms up and then just have one arm up. And then swap arms and go up on your tiptoes, one arm up and then come down. The kidneys love to go on tiptoes. It's really good for the kidneys. And it's such a simple exercise. OK, so simple. It's literally just like 1 minute per thing. And I promise you, if you do those three things, you feel immediately better. Absolutely immediately. Still in your bathroom in the morning, cold showering. OK, now I've just moved house recently and I'm delighted to say that the cold water in the shower is just insanely cold. It is freezing. I mean, it is brilliant. It's like a proper, proper ice shower going on in there. And I couldn't be happier. And so what I suggest you do is always start just with your normal shower. Okay. Now, if you're new to cold showering, don't just go overboard and go crazy because you can actually hurt yourself if you go too fast, too quickly. So what I do is just gently build up to a temperature fluctuation. Start with your normal temperature and then just go a little bit cooler until you can cope. And then a little bit cooler still until you can cope, and take days to just get it little bit by little bit by little bit. Okay. And also when you're doing it, don't go full throttle, full body under the shower. It's too extreme. Start by just putting, literally I call it the hokey cokey. Just put your left leg in, your right leg in, your right arm out, you know, and just put your arms and your limbs in first and just get used to that whilst you're reducing the temperature. And then slowly, slowly, slowly sort of get your bum under there, and then slowly, slowly get your tummy under there, and just sort of in and out, in and out. And the good thing about the shower is you can then immediately go back to the warm setting. Okay, because my cold setting is so cold, and I'm a bit of a veteran cold water bather. I mean, I've been doing it for several years, I'm used to doing it. Okay, so I can go up to 3 minutes in my shower quite happily under the cold. Okay, but it took me time to get to that level, okay, of intensity. But nonetheless, it feels fantastic. And all you're doing is just using the temperature gauge on your shower. Okay, so it's a really, really easy hack. And I promise you, once you get the hang of it, I actually genuinely think that a cold water shower is the most invigorating thing you can do for your health, more than anything else. It gives you the most wonderful sensation of internal cleansing. You feel internally showered by using the cold. Likewise, using a cold flannel on your face. Another really brilliant beauty hack I do, which is incredibly simple, is I always have ice cubes going on in my freezer because they're there. And then I have a bowl in my bathroom and I just go downstairs to my kitchen. I get the ice out and then I just pour cold water, leave it there. And then I've got an ice cold flannel onto my face. It's one of the best beauty hacks you can do. And remember, it's not just about your beauty. Your face is also a reflex zone for the whole of your body. Okay. So it's really, really good for getting inflammation out of the body, for basically getting the collaterals and the organs and everything kind of cleansed out, because lots and lots of things terminate on the face or have deep relationships with the face. And therefore, by working on the face, you work on the rest of the body as well. So with all of that, all we've done is just kind of get up in the morning and just made some time to self-care snack with things that we're already doing. We're walking, we're breathing, we're tapping, we're shaking, we've had a bit of a cold shower, we've used a cold flannel. Another really good tip is wash your hands. Well, obviously you should wash your hands anyway, it goes without saying. But when you wash your hands after you've been to the loo, really massage them. I'm just going to take my ring off here. So again, for those of you watching this, you can just watch what I'm doing. For those of you listening, what I'm doing is I'm really massaging my hands, okay, with my thumbs, and I'm wringing my hands, okay, I'm wringing them. So this is even better when you're using soap. It's a soap massage, okay. Now that has been used in hammams for thousands of years, but what I'm doing here is just really massaging through the fingers, massaging the palms, and just giving myself just a minute of hand washing. And it is really, really good for the body. Again, the hand is another reflex zone for the whole of the rest of the body. So by massaging the hands, you're giving yourself actually a bit of full body massage via all the reflex zones. Okay. And again, very, very easy. You've gone to the loo anyway. You've done a little bit of tapping. You've washed your hands. You should be washing your hands anyway. And you're giving yourself a really, really simple health hack. Now, at this point, we have kind of got to the middle of the afternoon because we've been to the loo several times, we've done some walking. Now, one of the best things that you can do in the middle of the afternoon as a self-care snack is have a little moment. Right. So the idea is that in the middle of the afternoon, we just need to have a moment. OK, now, in an ideal world, you would have 20 minutes and you do a full on meditation. Now, most people, when I suggest that, just look at me and just go, you've got no chance. I am too busy. I can't take a break in the middle of the afternoon. I'm working. I'm looking after my children. I'm looking after my parents. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So what I have decided to do is to create a 1 minute meditation, because I believe that we all have a minute. We all have a minute. Do you have a minute? Yes. Right. So all you have to do for 1 minute, okay, is do this with me now. Okay. So just close your eyes, breathe gently in, just sway from side to side. The swaying is important because it helps release the negative energy and the nervous energy out of the body. And if you start to relax and the sway doesn't feel comfortable, you just stop swaying and go to stillness and just allow your energy to go down to the lower belly and just breathing gently in and out. And you're just going to do 5 slow breaths and allowing your mind to sink like a stone just down into the lower belly. Feel it warm. Feel the blood circulation, just allow the breath. One breath at a time. And when you've done 5 slow, luxurious breaths, you can just gently blink and take your attention back up to behind your eyes and come back to the room. Now, that was a 1 minute meditation. Even that will make a difference. And if you found that after 5 breaths you were sinking and you were like, oh, you know what, that's really nice, just carry on. Okay, but that 1 minute is the starter. But the most important thing is to be aware that it is really important to have a little yin break in the middle of the afternoon. It will really pick you up for the rest of the day. And at this point now, we finish our day. I would recommend also with some self-care snacks that you drink good quality tea, that you drink good quality water, and that you eat good quality food. And another really good self-care snack tip that I like to give to everyone is please diary your food, as in when you're going to eat. Because the thing that I've noticed with people, especially people who've got really busy jobs and they're out the house, actually not even, just busy everybody. You don't even have to be out the house. I'm busy in my house. And sometimes what happens is my meetings go in my diary back to back to back to back to back. And it all looks very nice in a Google Calendar, all terribly organized. And then it's like, when do I eat? And when am I digesting that food? And it's absolutely paramount that you diary your breakfast, your lunch and your dinner. And as much as you possibly can, you are eating roughly the same sort of thing at the same sort of quantity at the same sort of time, okay, every single day, because bodies like routines. If anyone has a dog or has ever had a dog, you will notice that dogs seem to be able to magically, they can tell the time because they're very routine orientated and they're very connected to earth energy, which is what this is, eating and regularity of movement is very connected to the earth. And it's so important that we as humans learn from our lovely furry friends and regulate our eating at the same time. So just as dogs will suddenly be asleep and then sort of look at you and you go, oh my God, it's 5 o'clock. And they're like, yep, dinner time. You know, you need to do the same for your body. And it's not good to overstretch your digestive system. That was another reason why last night was such a disaster, because eating at 9:15 for me is not good. And my body does not like it. It likes dinner at 6 latest, so that it's got plenty of time to digest its food before it goes to sleep. Now that then just takes me down to the evening self-care snacks. So all we've been doing so far is a bit of tapping, breathing, moving, nice cold shower in the morning, bit of a cold flannel, bit of a break, a circuit break in the middle of the afternoon, washing our hands, drinking nice tea, eating good food, drinking some water. None of this is difficult. Literally none of this is difficult. These are teeny tiny little things that are just peppering into my day as if nothing. Okay. And then the last of the things that I do is before I go to bed is I will take my makeup off and I will brush my teeth. That is fairly standard. We've all learned to brush our teeth. And most people who wear makeup have sort of just had it drilled into them to cleanse, tone and moisturize. And there is a plethora of beauty ablutions out there which are going to be promising you the world. And really, that was the reason why I created the Hey You tools-based facial, which is the idea is that you buy these three tools and you do them every day and you never have to buy them again. And they're going to make incredible differences to your skin because they are working on what's going on underneath the surface of the skin and drawing your blood circulation up to the surface. So what do we need to do? You need to do that little mini facial, okay? And above all, the hero of that product is Gua Sha. Now, I've talked to you about Gua Sha. We can refer you to all sorts of content where I've talked about it, but using our brand new little crystal with a little serrated edge just for 1 minute whilst you've taken that makeup off and you just before you go to bed will make a massive difference to your face and also to your beauty. So basically, just please, please, please try these things. You don't have to reinvent the wheel to feel healthy. We can add to this. This is like your basic self-care snacks, okay? There are so many things I could teach you to take each and every one of these things deeper and deeper and deeper, okay? But there's lots and lots of extra products over on the Hey You Method. I've got loads of fact sheets. So if you've got particular symptoms or syndromes, you can go straight to your fact sheet and say, okay, what's Katie saying there? And we've got absolutely listed out, literally by syndrome, what you need to do. So thank you so much for joining and I'll see you next episode.